Here at the ACE Biofuels Beltway March, we're talking to some of the retailers who are taking part in the march. It's not just producers, not just farmers, but we've got retailers as well. And with me is Glenn Badenhaup, and he's from Ohio, president and CEO of American Freedom Energy. And we just had a little retailers roundtable here where they talked a little bit about some of the issues. And Glenn, I know you spoke up during when the EPA administrator was speaking yesterday, and you were telling her your own experiences in selling higher blends in Ohio.
Yeah, it's been about a five-year project that I've had, and we finally received in 2012 a REAP grant, the Rural Energy for America program, which really got us started more in the process. And we opened December 2nd of last year. We've been open a little over three months right now, and it's going fantastic. The reception out in our area, in our local community, has been fantastic in the agricultural out in rural America.
Where is Liberty Center located?
Liberty Center is about 35 miles, maybe 30 miles west of Toledo, Ohio, right in the Great Lakes area.
Now, one of the things that you were talking about here in this last few months, how much, what percentage of alternative fuels your sales are representing?
Yeah, and I talked to the EPA there that the other day, and I said it wasn't no pure Pew study, but just in the short time that we've been open, 33% of our sales has been with either E15, E20, E30, E40, or E85.
The thing you talked about here, really, this is a matter of choice as far as you're concerned. You're not, there's no mandate. This is a matter of choice for consumers.
Correct. And that's all that our motto is, American Freedom Energy, it's your choice. When they drive into our station, they can get regular unleaded gas. They can get alternative fuels if they want. It's their choice. We're not mandating that they buy Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper. It's just like the fuels. We're not mandating telling them they have to buy this.
Now, you've been on the Hill already and talked to some lawmakers or staff members. What kind of questions are you hearing that are really disturbing to you?
One of the biggest things that I'm hearing is that the imagination of the blend wall, thinking that we can't meet this standard. It's not attainable. I guess, again, I look at 33% of my sales in one little county is alternative fuel. We have 80-some counties in Ohio. If we had one station in each county, that's a big number. You take that all the way through the Midwest, all the way through the country, we'll more than break through the blend wall.
And you also talked about the value of this for rural communities.
Oh, definitely. You know, in our area, our values are agricultural. Our school district gets a lot of its real estate property tax from the agricultural side of it, businesses. And in the last 5 years, this school district will probably be able to extend asking for another operating levy because they're getting more money. And the local dealerships, they've hired more workers. They've hired more mechanics, the local implement dealer. The local auto sales have doubled in the last probably 4 or 5 years.
So if you had to speak to other small retailers out there like yourself, what would you say?
Do it. It's a rewarding knowing that the value that you're putting back into your local community, it is an American product. It's a natural resource that I myself farm, and a third-generation farmer. I have grandkids, grandsons. I'd like to see a fifth generation, and we are very good stewards of the ground.
All right, very good. Here at the ACE Biofuels Beltway March, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.